Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
My man got another job. Not like he needs another job, but he lands another job. Good friend of mine, Nick Cannon, is the new morning show host in L.A.
Oh, for God's sake.
At Power 106 Morning Show.
Oh, okay. Where Big Boy used
Big
to be.
Big Boy and Big Boy went across the street. And then the last morning show just up and left, and they've been looking for a morning show. And I there was rumors that he would take that job, and I can see him doing that because he's the kind of guy. Nick Cannon is the new host.
He is that kind
of
guy.
Power 106 Morning Show. When you're in L.A., make sure you tune in and check him out. He's on every day. Besides doing everything else he does.
Wow.
Like New York.
He's now on the morning show.
Remember, his health has, like, always takes a dive when he's doing too much. He's got to be careful of that. Remember, well, he was hospitalized because he was doing too much?
5 days.
Damn, man.
5 to 10 a.m. every day in the morning show.
He'll do great with that.
Yeah.
I can see it.
He's an entertainer.
So it sounds like one of those questions you'd ask in a philosophy class. Can a person be charged with DUI if they aren't actually driving a motorized vehicle? Well, no hypothetical for police in South Carolina who had to deal with a woman they say was impaired as she drove a toy truck in the street. Authorities in Walhalla decided the woman wouldn't be cited with DUI because she was on a toy truck, not a grown-up vehicle. News outlets say 25-year-old Megan Holman was hit with a public intoxication charge, however. The whole adventure started when someone called to report a suspicious person on the street. They spotted her cruising down the road in a Power Wheels electric toy truck about a mile from her home. She was smashed.
Yo.
Smashed on a Power Wheel.
You can't make that up.
No, on a Power Wheels.
Wow.
Yo, I would just God. Be.
That's
I would
crazy.
Be.
She was gone.
Done.
She was gone. She,
yeah, so funny.
That is funny. Back in 1980, Danny Lloyd, he played Jack Nicholson's son in the movie The Shining. Do you guys remember that scary movie?
Oh, yeah.
The
Red
Shining?
Rum.
The little boy.
Red Rum, Red
yeah,
Rum.
The son. Rum. Now he's 46 years old, and he's a biology professor at a community college in Kentucky. And he really doesn't like his students to know about his past, because he says it can create distraction in his classroom and
everybody going,
blah, blah,
red
blah.
Rum, red
right.
Rum.
It would not be cool. So he says, quote, I try to keep it on the down low. You get students of all different ages. The younger ones are not aware, and that's how it should be. But every now and then, a student will say something, and he doesn't like that.
Oh, well, yeah, he's a professor.
You can see it in the face. Like, if you see what he looks like now, he looks the same, just a little older.
That's crazy.
And T.I. Rubber Band Man has just signed on to star in the Will Smith-produced film depicting the tragedy that was the Flint, Michigan water crisis.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Flint will be produced by Overlook Entertainment and will reportedly follow the story of a spiritually reformed ex-convict who finds himself in the midst of a murder mystery while his hometown of Flint deals with the consequences of the water crisis.
Wow.
Yes.
That is crazy.
Yes.